Shock line. Tox price a Hormuz corridor while five ships move and another tanker burns. What changed? Last 24 hours. Iran and Oman advanced a temporary Hormuz corridor with inbound traffic routed entirely through Iranian waters and continued talks on revenue shares and mine clearance. UK MTO reported an oil tanker struck by an unidentified projectile off Oman. The fire was extinguished, and the crew was reported safe. Qatar's prime minister went to Tehran to press de-escalation and a return to pre-February freedom of navigation. Kepler counted five commodity vessels transiting Hormuz on Tuesday against a 10-day average of 15. Meta settled multi-state youth harm claims for up to $16.7 billion, with default two-hour teen time limits, nighttime blocks, and stronger age checks pending court approval. President Trump declared a national emergency restricting foreign-made bulk power equipment, including transformers, inverters, software, and digital controls, with implementing rules due in 120 days. Why this matters, the system. This is a dual-map energy regime. Paper markets are pricing a corridor. The physical map still runs through Iranian jurisdiction at single-digit daily counts. The operating system shifted from U.S.-escorted Southern Transit to an Iran-entry route that can be opened, taxed, or closed without restoring the old UN path. Hard anchor. Five commodity transits versus a 15-ship 10-day average, while U.S. distillate stocks sit 14% below the seasonal norm. What breaks next? Forward risk. If Iranian water entry becomes the only usable path, compliance-sensitive buyers lose the southern option and pay Iran or Oman for access rather than the U.S. Navy for escort. If projectile strikes continue on the new map, insurance and blacklist avoidance shrink the willing fleet faster than talks can add barrels. If product tightness holds, extra crude through a corridor will not refill diesel. U.S. distillates already dropped 2.2 million barrels to 103.4 million. If Panama's cut to 9 daily Neopanamax slots holds from early September, U.S. LPG keeps diverting into Europe and Cape routes instead of Asia. If TikTok and YouTube refuse matching teen rules, about $5 billion of the Meta award stays withheld, and the time limit template does not become industry law. If Energy Department hardware rules land inside 120 days, Chinese transformers and controls already in the U.S. grid become removable assets, not just future procurement risk. Signal v's noise. Signal. Corridor geometry that puts inbound traffic in Iranian waters. Five-ship Hormuz count against a 15-ship baseline. Tanker strike after, the strait is open claims. Meta consent judgment that can be cloned onto rival platforms. Emergency authority over foreign bulk power kit. Noise. Oil's war premium unwind as proof barrels have returned. Fresh U.S. sanctions labeled economic D-Day. F-35 cost growth accounting. Foldable iPhone unit forecasts. Alibaba model releases. The line to remember. A corridor is not a reopening when the inbound lane sits in one country's water and the ship count still cannot clear 10. Community notes. We just crossed 24,000 daily followers. Wow, thank you. Insert image. We are very happy to announce that we have a new YouTube page. Please go to www.youtube.com/geopoliticsunpluggedrapidread and subscribe. Why you should upgrade to paid. Subscribe for a good cause. 100% of proceeds from paid subscriptions to Geopolitics Unplugged are donated to support my volunteer missions flying medical and cancer patients with Angel Flight East. Angel Flight East is a nonprofit organization that arranges free air transportation for patients needing medical treatment, such as cancer patients, young and old. As a volunteer pilot, I donate my time, my aircraft, the fuel, ramp fees, infrastructure fees to safely fly these passengers at no cost to them to or from their medical cancer treatment. My goal is to fly one of these missions every week. They come up short notice as well. On Tuesday, August 18, 2026, I flew a male with prostate cancer patient to his treatment. Together with your support, we will be getting him to life-saving treatment at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan. Let's do this together. I have another flight on September 3, 2026, bringing home a 58-year-old brain cancer patient from her treatment at the Chicago Cancer Center. My leg of the flight will be from Lorain, OH, to Harrisburg, PA. After that, on September 24, 2026, I am transporting an 82-year-old cancer patient from York, PA, to Wilmington, NC, for his life-saving treatment. Here is a full-length interview I did about Angel Flights East with anchor Mark Hall of DC News Now, a Nexstar Media Group-owned local television news outlet and CW affiliate serving the DMV region, Washington, DC, Maryland, and Virginia. Please support this important work by upgrading to a paid subscriber. Paper markets are already treating a Hormuz corridor as an off-ramp. The water is not. This edition is the 24-hour cut where inbound traffic is being drawn onto a single country's map. Another tanker takes a projectile after the strait is open, and the ship count still cannot clear a double-digit day. Upgrade to see how those pieces lock together before the next print, not after the next strike. This edition summarizes 60 news stories and 12 Substack articles. The dual map, what the corridor geometry actually changes for escorts, fees, and who can still use a southern lane. The physical tape, why single-digit transits, product inventories, and a fresh tanker hit do not match the crude screen. The next 7 to 30 days, the foretells that separate attacks trickle from a real reopening without handing you the checklist in the free copy. The second order board, shipping, grid hardware, and platform rules that move with the strait even when oil looks calmer.